Lesson 3. Ask yourself in anything that you want to do, not what people would like to have, but what would you enjoy doing? When people do a thing merely because there's a gap in the market for it, and they might as well fill it, then they don't have the kind of motivation that really makes great ideas happen. Oh yes, you can make a new pencil, you can make a new typewriter, but if you have a dream, and that's what we're talking about here, to actualize your ideas is to assume that you, to talk about it, is to assume that you have fresh ideas that you want to actualize, not a hole that you want to fill in the marketplace. And if this is so, then we've got to talk in terms of doing something that you really would enjoy doing. It certainly is good to be practical in your idealism. It's good to think in terms of, well, would it be something that people would want? If not, it might be better if you had some sort of regular work and then did what you wanted, particularly in your free time as a hobby. But if you think that what you've got is something that could sell, something that could be worthwhile, then to actualize that, it should be something that you feel you would enjoy doing. And the enjoyment will in itself be your success. Even if nobody really is that interested in it, you'll have a lot of fun doing it. And otherwise, a lot of people, as they reach their 40s, 50s, they begin to go to sleep mentally because they are no longer really enjoying the energy that they're putting out, and that flow of energy, therefore, is becoming less and less. So look for something not only that the world needs, not only something that would be useful, but something that can touch you, touch your imagination, that can make you sit up and think, I really want to do this. I'm happy when I'm doing this kind of work. The way to understand that for yourself also is to have some measure of self-knowledge. Very often the kinds of attitudes and skills, tendencies perhaps is a better word, that we have when we're very young children are those that somehow stamp themselves upon us for life. And one way to know what you would be good at, what you'd enjoy doing, would be to go back and think of your early tendencies. How did you express your nature when it was more spontaneous and less conditioned by your environment? Because your environment, your upbringing, your schooling, all of these things will often make people think that, well, it's an in thing to be a doctor, I'd like to be a doctor. And by the time they're 35 and already launched on their careers, they suddenly wake up and realize that they never really wanted to be doctors. So get back to your own self, get back to your inner nature, and try to feel what resonates with that. If you can do that, then you'll have not only something that will be infinitely more satisfying to you, but you will also find that in that enjoyment of it, you will be able to bring that kind of energy and that quality of energy to bear on your work that will bring it to success. Without it, people who put half their will, half their enthusiasm into things are very, very rarely successful. Successful people are virtually always those who enjoy what they're doing far more than ever thinking in terms of what the monetary gains or the gains in terms of fame and popularity and so on will be. That's why I've often thought that someone like Mozart, who wrote such great music and yet was not known really very well in his lifetime, but he was one who wrote as he felt he had to write. One time his music publisher said to him that if he didn't try to write music that was more in the popular vein, he'd starve. And Mozart said, then I will have to starve, because I can only write the music that God gives me to write. And I've often thought that he was a lot more fortunate than most people realize in not being known, not being praised by everybody. Because the thing is that as soon as a person becomes caught in fame, he's also locked into people's expectations of him, unless he's very strong-willed and very free inside. And so instead of writing new things, Mozart might have ended up sort of doing the same old thing because that's what people wanted of him. Another example, and an example of somebody who broke out of the mold of what had been done before, a very interesting example, was that of Michelangelo. Michelangelo took his art just about as far as it could be taken. Any more muscle on those figures and they become grotesque. And yet up to that point, they're marvelous. And as he grew older, he pulled back from wanting to do more of that kind of thing, and the work that he did later on in life was very impressionistic, an altogether different genre. And he had the feeling that this was more important because he could put more of his actual feeling into what he was doing rather than just making a very realistic expression of the figures he was drawing or sculpting. Well, to be free in yourself to do new things, to be free in yourself to be able to break away from other people's expectations of you and do that which you feel you need to do, this is an essential part of that kind of freedom which results in great creativity. But you will have that great creativity only if you can stay away from those expectations and stay away from what the market wants and do what you feel inwardly inspired to do.